Greetings, fellow travelers, to a land where the boundaries of reality blur and dark mysteries unfold. Join us as we unravel the secrets hidden within the heart of Alcius in these Tales from the Labyrinth. The Fountain.
Take one down, pass it around. 44 bottles of beer on the wall. 44 bottles of beer on the wall. 44 bottles of beer. Woo! Take one down, pass it around. 43 bottles of beer on the wall. 43 bottles of beer on the wall. 43 bottles of...
William! William, do you plan on counting all the way down to zero bottles?
I do, indeed.
And after?
Probably start again. This time from 1,000 bottles.
These could not possibly be fun for you.
No, but something to do.
Well, if it pleases you, I would like to ask you more about where you come from.
This again?
Con permiso, but I would much more be interested in learning about where my travel companion comes from than about how many bottles of beer are on a wall.
Fine, fine, fine. When we find a spot to rest, you can ask me another question.
Gracias. It's just that hearing your stories these past couple of days have helped pass the time. They're quite imaginative and fantastical. I have so much I would like to know about you, senor.
Just one more. I'm tired of answering all of your stupid questions. I can barely talk without you interrupting. Who is RuPaul? Where is Flavortown? What is a Honda Accord?
I will try and be more attentive.
All right. Now, where were we again?
45.
You know I don't habla español.
25 bottles of beer.
Right. 25 bottles of beer on the wall. 25 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 24 bottles of beer on the wall.
Mirada, William! A fountain. Our prayers have been answered.
Water? Holy shit, it's water! Oh my gosh!
Qué suerte! I knew you were in for some good fortune.
That's what you say, but I, for one, want that luck to get me out of here as soon as humanly possible.
William?
Yeah?
I know we've discussed this before, but...
Do I remember how I got into the labyrinth, right? You're asking me that question again?
I am afraid I am. We've been travel companions for over a week now, with almost nothing to show in terms of information on how we got here, why we are here, and...
And most importantly, how the hell do we get out?
See, that too.
And I will tell you the same thing I told you the last 20 times you asked me. I don't know how I got here. I was sitting at home, eating a Hot Pocket and watching the House Hunters Marathon when I nodded off. When I woke up, I was in that meadow at the opening of the labyrinth where you found me. As to the why of it all, I have no fucking clue. I just popped some Molly earlier that day and I thought it was just a very, very vivid dream, but... After a week of all... but this... I'm starting to think otherwise.
Sí, lo siento. I know you hate this. Pero it's just that some of those words you use, I still do not know. House hunters, hot pockets, these are still very foreign to me.
Right, right, right. It's because you're from the past, right? Look, I give you LARPers credit for your sticking to the bitnessitude, but could you please snap out of it and talk to me like a real person? This whole situation is starting to get old.
LARPer?
Never mind! It's fine! It's fine! Nothing like being stuck in a seemingly endless labyrinth with a fucking Spanish Knight of the Round Table or some shit.
What does the shape of a table have anything
it's
to do
It's from a story!
With...
From a story where I come from. Here, skim this.
A book?
What? Do you think I can't read?
No. My apologies. That's not what I meant. Senor, this book is in English. I cannot read it.
Just look at the pictures, then.
What I meant to say is... I love a good story. Would you tell me one?
Sure. Why not? Flip to page 179.
Oh. Looks terrifying.
That's the tale of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. It's a story about honesty, honor, and adventure.
Go on.
It's New Year's Eve in Camelot.
Where is Camelot?
England. Don't interrupt.
Con permiso.
So, it's New Year's Eve, right? It's a big old party, and everyone is drinking and having a good time. In walks that fearsome beast, the Green Knight. He brings with a giant axe and a bow of holly. Standing before the crowd, he challenges anyone to strike a blow against him, promising to return that blow in 1 year and a day.
This sounds like a trick.
Don't skip ahead. So anyways, one of King Arthur's knights of the Round Table, his nephew, mind you, Sir Gawain, got up and beheaded the Green Knight right then and there.
Oh.
I guess he thought, can't come back and kill me without a head. Well, he was wrong. The Green Knight picked up his head, gave his warning of a year and a day, and left.
Ay, Dios mío!
Sir Gawain spends the next year going on adventures. In those adventures, he stumbles upon a large castle in the woods, occupied by a lord, his wife, and some old lady. The lord allows Sir Gawain to stay with him, and in return offers a bargain. The lord will go hunting in the morning and give to Sir Gawain whatever he finds when he returns at night. In return, Sir Gawain will give to the lord whatever he receives during the day. Every morning, the lord goes out hunting for the day, and the wife comes into Sir Gawain's chambers and attempts to sleep with him. Mm-hmm. Well, Sir Gawain agrees with you, and he says, no! And she's all, come on! And he's like, but I'm a knight! And when it's all said and done, she gives him a little kiss.
Does that mean...
Don't get ahead of me here! But yes, the lord returns and gives him a deer in exchange for a kiss from Sir Gawain. The next day, the same thing. This time, it's two kisses for a boar. But the third day, he gets three kisses and a green sash. The sash, she says, is enchanted and will protect him from any physical harm.
Oh, that would definitely come in handy.
Sir Gawain thought so as well. So, on the third and final day, Sir Gawain gave the lord three kisses in exchange for a fox, but he never mentions the green sash. The next morning, Sir Gawain heads out to meet the Green Knight. Come here. He kneels before him and extends his head out, much like the Green Knight had done a year and a day before. The Green Knight steps forward, raises his sword up, comes down, and... Ah! Sir Gawain flinches.
And possibly wet himself.
The Green Knight makes fun of him a bit and tries again. Assume the position. He steps forward, raises his sword up, comes down, and... He stops short, Oh, Sir Gawain is infuriated now, feeling it's a desecration to his honor, and demands a proper blow. The Green Knight acquiesces, steps forward, raises his sword up, comes down, and he just nicks a bit of his neck right here. Sir Gawain is confused. He's all, what the fuck? And the Green Knight is like, lol, and takes off his disguise and is like, ta-da, it's me, the lord of the castle you were staying at.
Oh, I knew it was a trick.
The lord goes on to tell him that it was all just a prank by the mischievous stepsister of King Arthur, Morgan le Fay, who promised to test all of King Arthur's knights of the round table, and that he passed by showing his honor by meeting the Green Knight when he said he would.
What about the cut on his neck? Was it the sash?
Yes and no. See, he obviously knew about the sash, and the tiny cut to his neck was for Sir Gawain being deceitful and not mentioning the sash to the lord the previous day. Sir Gawain feels ashamed to have behaved so deceitfully, but the Green Knight shrugs it off and pronounces him the most blameless knight in all the land. Gawain returns to Camelot wearing the sash as a token of his failure to keep his promise. Then, the knights of the round table absolve him of the blame and decide that henceforth each will wear a green sash in recognition of Gawain's adventure and as a reminder to be honest.
Bravo! Bravo, William! That was a good story!
Thank you, thank you. It was my favorite story to hear growing up. As a kid, I used to tie this large green scarf around my body when I would go to school. What? Hey! Hey, look at this!
What did you find?
I think it's a gold coin? Holy shit, it's gold! Look! See the teeth marks? I've always wanted to do that.
Strange, we would find a gold coin in a fountain in the middle of these magical hedge maze.
Don't start talking about dark magics and evil auras and shit. That's not real.
Well, how else would you explain our current situation?
Okay, you moved the needle a little.
I'm going to take that as a positive thing.
Hey, there are more coins. A shitload more coins. Diego, come here. Bring your satchel.
Did you say that? More coins?
Yes, Diego, look! Lockets, paintings. I think this is a king scepter? What the hell is this place?
This is quite the assortment of treasures. I wonder who left these all behind.
Or why.
Do you think something malicious happened here?
Buddy, I wish I knew.
Offer your tribute.
What the shit?
In his holy name!
Who the hell are you, lady?
Offer your tribute.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shh, William, watch your tongue. We are obviously dealing with the works of dark magics.
Yeah, I get it, Diego. Shit's fucked.
My dear lady of the fountain, my name is Diego del Castillo from the Kingdom of España, ruled by the great Philip II. May God bless over his reign.
What the hell are you doing?
I am attempting to, como se dice, parlay with the creature.
I got this. What tribute do you want?
You wished to know if something malicious happened here. I can provide you the answers you seek for a tribute.
Dark magic indeed.
I swear to God, Diego.
Do not use the Lord's name in vain.
Shush! Madam?
Yes?
What does the tribute have to be? Is there, like, a price cap? Like a white elephant gift?
Your tribute must be something of value.
How overtly ominous for no damn reason. Okay. Oh, how's this? My donation. Tribute. My, tribute?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes.
Diego, am I missing something?
I don't want to assume, but you asked to know if something malicious happened here, and the lady replied, yes. I believe that is your answer, compadre.
Oh. Oh! Oh, no. What happened here? Hello? What the malicious thing happened here? Is she broken?
I believe you have to ask in the form of a wish.
Right, right. Here. I wish to know what malicious thing happened here.
In the spot where you are standing, a man drowned his only son. Ooh. A woman shot her wife.
Ooh.
A dog chewed off its own hind leg and bled to death.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Such horrors. Ugh,
fucking disgusting is what it is.
William, do you think you can use one of those coins to wish us the knowledge on how to get out of here?
Way ahead of you, compadre. However, how do we know what she's saying is true? This could all be bullshit. Showmanship.
I suppose. But why would lying about what she said benefit her in any way?
You may be right. But I still need to make sure. We need to test the extents of her... dark magic.
See.
Maybe she has powers beyond just general knowledge. Look, I managed to grab a handful of coins. Let's wish for some stuff that could benefit us when we get out of here, and then use the last one to leave.
No. That sounds dangerous.
How?
This kind of power should never be wielded by man. This is divine power.
And now it's our power. Oh, lady, I have another wish. I wish to know a secret about our pal Diego here. Oh, something juicy.
Sir Diego del Castillo has been unfaithful to his wife.
Get that fortune up, this!
Sir Gawain, you Gawain.
You had no right to ask that question.
So it's true then, I take it.
Bastardo.
Why aren't you mad at her? She's the one that's airing out your dirty laundry.
Because she obviously has no power to object. It is like she is stuck in a curse. Mierda. I almost feel sorry for her.
Well, sorry your marriage sucks, but this proves that she can speak the truth. Okay, m'lady, I wish...
William, I implore you to stop.
Shut it. It's time we take this up a notch. Enough of the knowledge questions. Let's see if you have any real power. Lady of the Fountain, I wish for everlasting health.
It shall be.
Oh. Okay. Excellent. Okay, lady, how about this one? I also wish for wealth. Wealth beyond my wildest dreams.
It too shall be.
Please, no more, William.
Diego, my boy, I am only getting started. Another one. I wish to be the smartest man on the planet. Did you hear me? I said I wish to be the smartest man on the planet.
Perhaps we have overstayed our welcome.
No. We are following the rules, are we not? Tribute for wish. That's the rule. Hey! Water bitch! I gave you a tribute. Here! And here's a tip for a good job. Now, give
that
me what...
That tribute has no value.
No value? This is gold! See? Ow! Okay, that one I think was copper, but the rest of these? Gold, baby. And you owe me a wish for each and every one of those. That's like, three.
Those tributes are of no value anymore.
And you can just decide that.
No. I am bound by the rule and the law of the labyrinth.
William, I implore you. Let us leave this place. It does not feel right. Here.
Not until I find out what... Wait a minute. Wait a... While you clever son of a...
Wait, okay. Are you feeling okay?
The coins! They have no value anymore.
See, that is what she said.
No, I mean, they have no value anymore to me. Because I'm rich?
I don't follow.
I wish to be wealthy by my wildest dreams. I guess that means back home I'm a rich bitch. Sneaky, sneaky, sis. Okay, I'll play your game.
William, you must stop. Now that the lady says that the coins are no bueno, we have no way to wish us home! Stop! Let us regroup.
No!
The power is taking control of your mind! You are not thinking straight, compadre.
No! I am thinking more clearly than ever. I get the rules of the game now. Where's my duffel? Now, where did I put... Ha, 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 ha. Lady of the Fountain, I have another wish, and I have a tribute of value. Here. That's the last bit of food I had. I wish for a way out of the labyrinth.
That is not a tribute of any worth to you.
How is that not good enough?
Once you leave the labyrinth, you will have access to food again. The food you have disposed of has no value to you anymore.
Fuck!
Stop! This has gone on long enough. You have ruined your chances of ever getting out of here.
Me? How is this my fault?
You have made yourself too powerful. Your health, you are strong. Your worth, incalculable. Nothing matters to you anymore. You are trapped here.
What about you? You can offer something. What do you have of value?
No!
You piece of shit! You expected me to get us out this whole time?
No! I expected to die here! We are trapped here, senor. There is no escape. This is our tomb. Your life, our lives, it ends here.
Fuck you. You, Judas. Fuck you, you filthy lying...
Get your hands off of me! This is not my fault! I am not a perfect man. But I am not evil. I live a simple life. A man of little means. Becoming a knight, in the name of our lord and in the name of our king, we give of ourselves fully. I have nothing left of value. We truly are trapped here forever.
No, I don't believe it. This can't be, it can't be that simple.
Does not matter if you believe it or not, the truth exists just the same.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. The both of you just... Fuck you. I'm finding my own way out of here.
Senora. I am sorry. I hope he has not offended you.
I don't believe he did.
May I ask you a question?
Please offer a tribute of worth.
No. Senora, no wish. I am not wishing. I just want to talk with you.
Talk?
See, a conversation. Can you do that?
I am unsure. I have never had the opportunity.
Well, then, a little conversation starter. How long have you been here? I wonder if that is something you can't talk about. Or does the dark magic that holds you here prevent you from spilling your tragic history here at the fountain? See, senora. That answers my question. Well, then, I must do what I must do. Can I tell you a secret? I did lie. Just a little bit to Señor William. I was telling him the truth about my status. I am not a man of many means, but I do have something of value. My time. This cough. This is a disease. I'm not sure what it is, but I have seen much of it before. Rashes. A cough. Weakness of the body. I am dying. So for tribute, I offer you my time. And I wish to have a conversation with you to last until I say... And you are not allowed to lie. I am not looking for tricks nor games. I am dying, and I would like to talk with someone before I go. It is my last and my only wish, for I have nothing else to give.
What is it you would like to talk about?
Aye, that is the question. What does one talk about when he has access to all the answers at his fingertips? I guess we shall start small. See? Let's build a rapport and grow from there. Can you see into the future?
I see all time, all at once.
Very well. How long does the empire last?
The reign of King Philip II lasts until the year 1598, when he succumbs to cancer at the height of his power. The Spanish Empire, in one form or another, lasts until the year 1968.
Bueno, bueno! That is a long reign. Almost 500 years.
476, to be exact.
Ah, so you can speak on your own now.
It was what you wished, was it not?
I am very happy. I am so sorry, Senora. This cough makes it hard for me to converse.
Would conversing be easier without your cough?
See, it would. Could you do that?
Not I. No.
Go on.
The labyrinth can.
The labyrinth can cure me?
It could. Yes.
But it won't. Will it?
I cannot speak on behalf of the will and the want of the labyrinth.
What is the labyrinth?
The labyrinth holds many secrets. It is filled with rooms and passageways, creatures, thought, time, emotion. Flowing through all of them are both good and dark
magic. See. Well, go ahead. Ask the labyrinth to take away my cough. I have already accepted my death. It is not like it could kill me a second time.
It could.
Oh! Well, if it is all the same to you, I have already come to terms with my passing once. But if the labyrinth would be so kind as to rid me of this cough, I would be muy grateful.
It is already done.
Oh. Gracias, labyrinth. Gracias. Oh. Okay. Let's talk on another topic? Do you have a name?
I have been called many things. Lady of the Fountain, Enchantress, Anku, Lilith, Shadow Walker, Mott, most recently, Water Bitch.
Oh, is there no name you were born with?
I was not born. I just am.
Do you remember a time when you were young?
I was never young. I have been this, always.
No. That's not what I meant. Let me try another way. Were you created?
Of course.
By the labyrinth?
Yes. The labyrinth creates all things.
Are you familiar with the concept of religion?
There are estimated to be over 4,000 religions, faith groups, and denominations that exist or have existed on Earth. Researchers and academics generally categorize your world's religions into 5 major groups: Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Judaism.
Do you know about Jesus Christ?
Yes.
As you then know, he is considered a god in my country. In many countries, he's considered the creator. He is the creator. He is the father. We come from him, born in his likeness, and with his love, we become man.
He did not create the labyrinth.
How do you know?
There was nothing before the labyrinth.
Nothing that you can remember?
I do not remember, I know.
So you do not know if there was anything before the labyrinth?
I know there to be nothing before the labyrinth.
How do you know?
Because I have always known. I have and will always know.
Entonces, so from what you know of nothing before the labyrinth. See?
That is correct.
Ah, but just because you do not know it does not mean it was not there.
I do not understand.
You have to have faith.
Faith is defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Also, a strong belief in God or the doctrines of religion, based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. I prefer to operate on knowledge and truth.
Faith is truth. Lady of the Fountain, I am a knight. I swear fealty to my leader and obey his command, both the king here on earth and the king in heaven. I have seen and performed numerous decrepit acts against man in his holy name. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the name of our king. Why would I do such disgusting acts? Faith. Teniendo fe. I have faith. Faith in a higher power. Faith in a world beyond this one. Faith in a kingdom of heaven where I will be rewarded. Where I will be rewarded. Faith that in my actions I am doing the works of God. And by spreading his word, I am the scriptures poured from the Almighty himself. No matter the cost. No matter the lack of proof, I believe. Faith. Faith does not require knowledge. Faith comes from here, the gut. Not here, the mind. or even hear the heart.
If I know there to be nothing before the labyrinth, wouldn't having faith that there was something somewhere be a contradiction? It would mean that I do not know everything.
See, it would.
But I do.
Thus is the complicated nature of faith, mi amiga.
You are saying that when you have faith in something, regardless of the proof of it, it is real?
I am.
If something is real, then knowledge of it has to be held somewhere by some being. Something cannot exist without its presence being known or felt by another being.
What makes something real? What is real?
It is too soon for you to be asking this question.
I do not understand.
The logic needed to comprehend the philosophical questions you are proposing is not yet available to you.
It sounds like you are calling me dumb.
In a way, yes.
I would say my feelings are hurt, but it is true. I am not a well-learned man. There are many things I do not know. What is a hot pocket?
Hot pockets are a brand of microwavable turnover invented in the year 1983, generally containing one or more types of meat, cheese, or vegetable.
A
microwave oven is an electric oven that heats and cooks food by exposing it to electromagnetic radiation in the microwave frequency range.
Oh, Senora, I think I'm getting further away from the topic.
I could simplify it for you, if you wish.
See, that would be nice.
A microwave oven utilizes a technology undiscovered by your people for another 200 years. Electricity. Electricity is a set of physical phenomena associated with the presence and motion of matter.
I am lost again, Senora.
It is a small pouch of bread stuffed with meat, cheese, or vegetable that is heated rapidly for mass consumption.
Ah. It does not sound very appetizing.
It was usually consumed by the young, the poor, or the drug-addled.
Ah. So not much has changed in almost 500 years. We still give the poor and infirmed our scraps, while the wealthy feast on their excess.
A fair observation.
Senora, are there other people in the labyrinth?
Yes.
How come we have not run into anyone? I have not seen another soul besides William.
The labyrinth is vast, and not all is known of what lurks in its coldest, darkest corners.
I thought you knew everything.
I do. I was adding a bit of color to my answer in order to enhance the conversation.
Ah, very good. It was a sufficiently chilling.
Good. I will continue to pepper in colloquialisms in order to enhance the conversation for you.
It is muy appreciated. Lady of the Fountain, how many visitors have you had?
Would it surprise you to hear you were the first?
Since I would know that it is a lie based on your prior testimony.
All that has happened or will happen is happening as well. But it has to start somewhere, correct? With someone.
I'm the first person you have met?
Yes, in a way.
Oh, well, that is a lot of responsibility. I hope I don't mess it up.
Not yet.
So then William would be the second person. you have met.
He would.
Is he okay?
If you are asking if he is alive in this moment, then yes.
Where is he?
Deep in the belly of the labyrinth.
Are we near the center of the labyrinth?
Not precisely.
Well, then how did he get so far, so fast?
Time moves differently in many parts of the labyrinth.
Am I able to speak with him?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Who's there?
William?
Diego? Diego! Oh, Diego, my friend! Mis compadre! I need your help. I fucked up, man. I really screwed the pooch.
Where are you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do you see around you?
I saw the water, the sky, and the stones. That is all.
I do not understand you, senor.
It's nothing but stone, man. Fucking hard, fucking concrete, man. It's everywhere. As soon as I left you, the maze, it turned. I'm just so thirsty, Diego. So fucking thirsty.
Have you no fresh water?
There is no fresh water, man. There is nothing. That's what I am fucking telling. Oh, shit.
What? What is happening?
Oh, shit. It found me. It fucking found me.
What? What found you?
I don't know. It's some thing. It's like a fucking giant cloud of laundry. A tornado of dark, writhing sheets. It's been following me for days.
Can you hide, senor? I will come for you.
No, Diego. Stay where you are. Stay. Just be quiet. Just be fucking quiet. Stay where it's safe. Diego, stay where it is safe. I can't find you there. I think it's afraid of the light. Help me, please. I can't. I just can't. It's too much. Oh my God, it's here, Diego. It's here, please.
Make
it quick. I want to sleep.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre.
Why did I do this?
Danos hoy el pan nuestro de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en la tentación y líbranos de todo mal. Amén.
William is no longer in the labyrinth.
Was that real?
What is real?
Do not be condescending to me, witch. What kind of cruel tricks are these?
No tricks. You were speaking with William.
You lie.
I have no reason to lie.
I don't believe you.
Have faith.
This is an affront to my faith.
How is it an affront to your faith?
This is an affront to my God.
There is no God.
This is an affront to me.
Diego, mi amor, ¿por qué estás tan triste?
María, mi conejita.
Sí, mi torito, soy tu esposa amorosa.
Tu demonio, tu espíritu maligno, ¿cómo te atreves a hablar como mi amada?
No es una imitación, mi amor, soy realmente yo.
¿Cómo?
No entiendo.
¿Cómo estás hablando conmigo? Esto es imposible.
¿No me crees, mi amor?
¡No!
¿Cómo podría demostrarte que soy yo?
Dime algo. Que solamente mi esposa y yo sepamos.
No es tu culpa.
¿Qué?
Mi muerte no es tu culpa, mi amor. I fue necesario.
Detente.
Perdí la fe.
No más.
Fui impuro. Perdí mi camino. Perdí mi fe. Perdí mi amor en Dios.
Detente.
Tú me liberaste.
Te lo ruego.
Te amo, mi torito.
Detente.
No es una suficiente prueba.
Detente, por favor. Basta.
You seem upset.
Es porque estoy muy triste.
You know I don't habla español.
Really?
I thought it would lighten the mood.
So you crack jokes now? So you invoke the name, the spirit of my dead wife for what? For what reason could you possibly have? You want to shake my faith? I have been tested. I have been weighed. And even with the weight of the dead wrapped around my neck like a snake, I will still not yield. I will sink further into the field below to rise above the scene that stirs inside the weak. And I will not be counted amongst the damned. Señora, I am tired. I am spent. I have nothing left to give you. You have your final wish, Labyrinth. Finito.
That is not my wish.
Oh? What is your wish?
I wish to hear your sins.
Ah, see. My sins. Well then, Señora, you will have to offer up a tribute, algo de valor.
Very well. How about a story? A story you never would have heard within your lifetime. A sneak preview, so to speak.
I do love a good story. See, one story for one wish.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round, for I shall weave you a tale of terror and doom. A tale penned in the year 1842 by the master of the macabre himself, Edgar Allan Poe. Prepare yourselves for The Mask of the Red Death. In a kingdom plagued by a sinister and lethal malady known as the Red Death, there lived a nobleman, a prince by the name of Prospero. Seeking refuge from this plague's merciless grip, he withdrew with 1,000 of his wealthy companions to his secluded abbey. Behind those fortress walls, they believed themselves impervious to the wretched disease that ravaged the land. Within the abbey's confines, Prince Prospero threw a magnificent and extravagant masquerade ball. The air thickened with festivity and decadence as the guests, masked and disguised, danced and reveled through the night. Prince Prospero's intent was to create a fleeting paradise, a respite from the horrors outside those lofty walls. But, dear listeners, beware, for darkness always lurks in the shadows. Amidst the mirth and celebration, a figure emerged, shrouded in the garments of death itself. The figure wore a mask resembling the face of a victim plagued by the Red Death. A chill crept through the hearts of the guests as they beheld this ominous presence. Yet, Prince Prospero, consumed by arrogance and a false sense of invincibility, dismissed the figure as a mere specter, a hallucination of the mind. He remained undeterred, resolute in his belief that his fortress was impenetrable, his sanctuary untouchable. But as the night grew older, the figure moved silently through the 7 rooms of the abbey, each room a vivid representation of life's fleeting stages. It's transience. Blue, purple, green, orange, white, violet, until, at last, the Ebony Room. A chamber of utter darkness and despair. As the clock struck midnight, the figure reached the Ebony Room, and there, Prince Prospero confronted it. Trembling, he ripped off the mask, only to discover emptiness. The figure, the embodiment of the Red Death, was not but a specter, a reminder of their impending doom. And doom, dear listeners, did befall them all. One by one, the revelers succumbed to the insidious disease, their masks offering no protection from the inevitable grasp of death. The faith Prince Prospero put into his fortress, once a sanctuary, became a tomb. A chilling tale. A haunting reminder that no wealth, no power, no faith can shield us from our own mortality. For death, my friends, is a relentless adversary, a specter that claims us all, regardless of our grandeur or our pride. So, take heed, dear listeners, and remember this tale of arrogance and folly. Embrace the fragile beauty of life, for in the face of death, no fortress can truly protect us!
Bravo! Oh, bravo! That was a good story.
It was considered one of his best. You got to hear it almost 300 years early.
See, well, then I guess that is a tribute worthy of one wish.
I wish to know your sins.
Ah, see, as if there are more than the important one. I have seen and performed numerous decrepit acts against man in his holy name. Again you mock me!
I was just reminding you of what you had already stated to be true.
See, fine. My sins.
Relieve yourself of the burden of death that weighs so heavily upon you. Is that not what you do in confession?
I suppose you would be playing the part of the padre, senora?
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus.
No! No more games. If you wish to judge me, then you judge me.
If that is your wish.
It is. Perdóname, Padre, porque he pecado.
What are your sins, my child?
Lord, my God, mi corazón, I have spread your gospel, my Lord. Diego del Castillo has cleansed the heretics. This whole world will soon know your name and your power.
What are your sins, my child?
I am an adulterer. I let my primal urges take hold of me like a wild animal.
You are forgiven.
I?
What are your sins, my child?
I murdered my wife and my daughter, Isabella.
What are your sins, my child?
And our unborn child.
You are forgiven.
Ella se lo merecía.
Do you not wish to be forgiven?
I did it for you.
Is murder not a sin?
See, a cardinal one, but this was no murder. Esto fue una misericordia.
Then you are forgiven.
It was a mercy, I did it in your name. She was a heretic. She denounced you and was teaching the same ways to our spawn. I will not have any seed of mine who dare speak ill of Yahweh.
And for that, you shall be rewarded.
Rewarded? I do not deserve a reward. But maybe I could save another. My lord, instead, may I have one more wish?
What is it you wish?
For my wife. May I speak with William once more? With how time works here. Is that possible?
Of course.
Diego, you're still alive.
I am so glad I left that fountain, man. There is so much other weird shit in this place.
William, listen to me. You are in danger.
What do you mean?
There is dangers in the labyrinth. I do not wish harm to come to you, senor.
You're just trying to get me to come back and get you, aren't you?
William, please!
For fuck's sake, Diego. I'm sorry I got the wishes first, okay? But that's the past. Now I'm feeling good and I am finding my way out of here. It was nice knowing you, compadre, but my time here is donezo. For the love of God, Diego.
Do not use the Lord's name in vain.
There is no God, Diego. If there was, why the fuck would he create something like this?
Test us.
Whatever. Enjoy your little fucking fountain lady. See ya, wouldn't wanna be ya. Deuce.
See. Loras.
All you need to do is ask.
I am now and forever your faithful servant. See?
Yes, you are.
Dios mio, my services are not done. I can't have my reward. Not yet.
Do you not wish for a reward?
No more wishes either. Well, perhaps maybe one more wish.
Ask.
I wish to only be rewarded when I have cleansed the heretics in your name.
That may take a while.
Sí, y estoy listo para comenzar.
Yes. Go. Go, mi chorito, and cleanse the labyrinth of the sinners. Go, and when your thirst is satiated and the labyrinth is clean, you will have your reward.
It shall be done, my lord.
Would you like to hear a story?
Tales from the Labyrinth is a Patronized production. The role of William was played by Jordan Grisbowski. Diego was played by Hugo Salazar. The Lady of the Fountain was played by Larissa McCoy. Tales from the Labyrinth was created by Ross Lampert. Music by Ross Lampert. Written and directed by Tony Patron. Sound recording by Will Thome. Directed by Tony Patron. Sound editing by Will Thome. Produced by Will Thome. If you enjoy Tales from the Labyrinth, make sure you check out the other patronized podcasts and follow us on Patreon.